Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple. Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church.
So, Gavin, do you realize we've been doing this for 5 years? We've been doing it more than 5 years. 5 years?
I think
that's a big chunk of your life, man.
Yeah, and I won't be able to get it back.
You can't get it back. We started in 2013, November, so we've completed 5 years of podcasting. I mean, we weren't real regular. We went several months.
It's amazing how, you know, to think back when we were just, you know, novices, just kind of, you know, finding out to where we've come after 5 years. Like, I mean, look at us now.
Yeah, we're experts now. We know what we're doing.
I mean, you know, right? Look
right?
Look at our studio.
Yes.
Look at our jewelry. Our appearance. We carry ourselves with a lot more confidence.
Our jewelry, yeah. You're wearing some bling, and I got a backwards hat. So no, we started out. We got together and said, hey, you want to do a podcast? And I think I got on Amazon and bought this microphone. It's a Yeti, Blue Yeti, and it's the microphone that we've used just about every time. And that's the only investment we've ever made in this podcast.
That's what's made us to be able to, you know, profit so wildly from this endeavor.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we've had such low startup costs.
And our sponsors.
Yeah, and with such a great return.
Yeah, we're being facetious. We've never had a sponsor. We've never made money.
Oh,
that's good.
But you know, we were talking that, you know, I think for you and I, if anyone's listening to this and they're getting something from it, then that's a bonus. But for me, it's been to develop the relationship with you. It's been a good reason. Your dedication to it has been what's kept it going. I mean, you researched it, figured out how to do it, and you've kind of been the editor and kind of got it going on the back end of things. But your commitment to that has kind of, I think, been great. I know just in us, it's given us a good reason to get together
and
pray for each other, encourage each other, talk about what's going on, share struggles, ups and downs, victories, these sorts of things. And just for us to have a reason to have a, you know, I really appreciated your dedication to doing it. That's for sure.
Well, and I appreciate your dedication as well. I mean, you're the one that's you're actually living, eating, breathing this stuff a lot more than I am, because you're doing this week to week, and I am a member of a house church network, and we're not really active in pursuing or propagating that right now. Everybody's kind of busy. I'm building a house and stuff like that, but you're in the trenches, man. You're actually planting churches, and that's good. I need to get into that again. I need to get into the training part of it.
And some days I feel like I'm doing that better than others. Or, you know, I mean, a lot of what it is this. It's, to me, you know, even planting churches is something that I don't really know how to do that. So it's funny when I hear people say that. I mean, I think a lot of it is it's building relationships with people and encouraging them. And saying, hey, keep following Christ. Like, don't, you know, the church will take care of itself if you, you know, think about it through this parameter, through this lens. Like, you know, you're a part of His church. You're a part of the church. You're a part of His kingdom. And, well, you know, let's just keep following Christ together. Keep pursuing Him and growing closer to Him. And then we'll figure the church thing out kind of together as we go in friendship together, you know. So that sometimes, you know, is sort of the way I roll, but sometimes it's, you know, I'm always kind of thinking I need to do better or I could do more, or, but then sometimes I'm thinking, man, he's the one doing it. I there's not a whole lot I can do other than just be faithful today. And that's what it is. But it has been a blessing to be able to do this and this podcast, but also be a part of helping encourage house church, simple church planting and people doing that. I think I sometimes can forget just how much it meant to me, like when we first started, just to have someone else say, oh man, I'm excited for you. Keep going. I'm going to pray for you. What can I do? You know, if you need something, let me know. If you ever want to talk about any of this, let me know. Just having a friend like that, that, you know, that was a part of my life, I think I can forget sometimes, especially when you're just starting, just how important that is. So, you know, when I worked with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I was sort of a resource to people that wanted to do FCA ministry in their schools. And that's sort of the way I've taken this approach day to day. I'm here if I can help you, and I'd be honored to serve and encourage you and help people however I can, you know. And so that's sort of the way I go about it. But I definitely continue to be encouraged that God's, you know, he's multiplying his kingdom and his in the house churches. He's multiplying. It's not always a direct result of my house church going out this year and starting four house churches, you know. Yeah. You know, sometimes we like to think of it all coming from like a linear track. Right. We can track it back to our efforts. But what I do see is God multiplying it in hearts of people, you know, irrespective of me or you or anyone. He's just doing some things, I think, that are encouraging to see.
So as you look back on our 5 years together and the history of this podcast, what are some things you remember fondly? What are some challenges? What do you remember as highlights or lowlights?
Well, I just think in general, like, you know, and I don't know if people are listening to this, but like having someone that you're going to, you know, because even when with like in our house church, like you can get going, like you're not going to maybe revisit questions about the theory or about the philosophy that of why we would do house church or these issues. Like you can just get in cruise mode. And you know what, you can all get in a rut, you know. But to have, I think the overarching thing the highlight for me has just been that, like, I know that every so often you and I are getting together and we're going to have a conversation about Simple Church.
Like, we're at least going to have some lunch too.
And we're going to have some lunch.
Yeah.
You know, I've said, man, I think like if you want to have the most boring Simple Church and you want to try to make it something that's not life-giving, then just get together every week and talk about Simple Church in your Simple Church. You know, it's like that that's going to get like, man, like, are we here just to talk about us and church ideas, or are we here because of Jesus, you know? Right. But for you and I, we've had this conversation where we do talk about the philosophy, the ideas, the theological backing and, you know, practicality, these sorts of things that I think have been, you know, that we've revisited time and again on this podcast and just in our conversations. That's been the highlight to me, because those things are important. You know, it's like when I'm, you know, even in our house church right now, it'd be good to do it every 6 months. We probably are overdue, but we probably need to have sort of a housekeeping meeting where we do talk about Simple Church and we say, okay, why are we doing this? What are we doing well? Let's think about, like, are we, you know, is there something we could do better? Is God challenging us to be different, to be better, to grow in new ways, or to experience him in new ways together? You know, these sorts of things. You can kind of go to one extreme where you talk about those all the time in your house church, and that tends to be sort of boring and dry and gets like dull or not at all, which, you know, can also not be a problem. So I feel like you've been sort of that regular person that I have these conversations with that has been really good.
Well, that's cool. And one thing from the beginning, and I appreciate what your philosophy on this is, from the beginning, we tried to make this not just about, hey, this is a new way to do church, but the main focus of this podcast has been, hey, we're all about Jesus Christ and making him known and making disciples. And this is a way to make disciples. It's not the only way, but it is a way, and it works for us, and we invite you to try it if you want to do it. And but the main thing is, the main focus is, does this help people to know Jesus? Does this help people to be conformed to his image? Does this help people know the gospel?
Yeah.
Does this propagate the gospel, or does this propagate a philosophy? And I want to propagate the gospel. And I know you do too.
Yeah.
appreciate that about you.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of my experience in ministry had up to this point had been a very large, like upfront sort of proclamation ministry of right. the gospel of sort
very
of
missional.
Yeah, or well, I would just say very much sort of like a proclamation, like I'm going to come in. We're going to speak to this group. We're going to share the gospel,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that is not, you know, I'd cherish all those times and I'd see the value in those things. But I think that part of what Simple Church has been in this podcast and the things we've talked about sort of as we work these things out together has been, it's kind of come into a place where we realize that sharing the gospel, it does involve proclamation, but it involves more, you know, and I think that's what we've tried to encourage here in Simple Church, that to share the gospel is to share the good news verbally in word, but it's also to share it in deed. Mm-hmm. And it's also to, you know, be willing to have Christ's love and extend that to others. And certainly it's a loving thing to go out of your way to speak to a large group and, you know, I'm not, you know, diminishing that in the least, but as we've looked around us to say, well, what does it mean for us to share and to stay and to walk with and to
right.
bear with one another and to have them reject the gospel, but not necessarily reject your friendship and then still be a part of their life and still call them to Christ. And what does all this look like? What is it? I think it's more of a, I guess, sort of an in-depth aspect of sharing the gospel with people that involves proclamation, but also involves much more. And
well, see, that's the thing. I mean, that would be the easy way to do it. Gather a bunch of people, proclaim the gospel, and then you go home and live your life. And you never see those people again. But what this concept is you're living life with these people. You're sharing meals with them. You're living life with them. You're going through crises with them. You're going through good times. That is what a church was meant to be, I think, and not just standing in front of a group of people and declaring the gospel. Although that is good, it's a good thing. It's not the best thing, and I don't think you make disciples by just lecturing people. And now, Acting Out. Acting Out is the segment of our show when we look at the book of Acts in the Bible and find lessons from the early church. In this brief segment, we ask ourselves, if the first century church turned the world upside down then, what could the church today do equally well in the 21st century? Barnabas, the Encourager, from Acts chapter 9. After Saul's change of heart and radical change of attitude and vocation, he traveled from Damascus to Jerusalem. For an account of this, see Galatians chapters 1 and 2. In Jerusalem, Saul once again sought out the followers of Jesus, but this time, he didn't want to arrest them. He wanted to join them. He wanted to fellowship with them, learn from them, share life with them, as we are meant to do as believers. Saul was trying to integrate into the fellowship of believers. Imagine the baggage Saul carried with him. Imagine the church's reaction. You arrested my husband. You arrested my mom. And you want to worship in my church? You want to eat at the same table as me? No wonder they didn't trust him. Saul understood the strength of this fellowship and communion. He wanted it. He needed it. It was going to be tough to fellowship with a congregation whom just a short time ago he was hunting down, but he was trying. Enter Barnabas, the son of encouragement. A true friend, a peacemaker, a champion of underdogs. He was Saul's mentor. He knew that Saul's conversion was from God. It was the real deal. Saul was legit. He deserved to fellowship with a solid group of fellow Christians. He deserved to meet the leaders of the church, the apostles. He had much to learn, and he had much to offer. Barnabas clearly saw all of this. He also knew how awkward Saul's integration into the church in Jerusalem was going to be. The church couldn't trust Saul on his own word, but Barnabas' trust in Saul eased the church's mind and allowed them to welcome Saul. So Barnabas became Saul's sponsor, his patron, his escort, his voucher. Who knows? If it hadn't been for Barnabas' actions, we may never have heard of Saul, who became Paul, the greatest apostle. Every church is full of former sinners, just like Saul. Transformed villains. Regenerated garbage. Flawed people that Jesus redeemed and made into something new, something much better. Saints. I hope every church has at least one person like Barnabas, a person who encourages others and looks for the good in people when everyone else sees the worst. Look after those people. They are gems among us. Let us encourage them as they encourage others. And with their help, let's turn the world upside down.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's been, you know, it's definitely been a wild ride. It's been good. There's been challenges and struggles, but mostly just victories and wonderful relationships that have been built. There, you know, been hard times to have folks not want to be a part of it for various reasons because they're moving or, you know, or maybe they just, you know, kind of grow to see things differently. And, you know, we've talked about that on the show, but this podcast, it's tough because it does feel a little bit like it's more personal. Everything's more personal. Yeah. And so when people don't want to be a part of it for whatever, it does feel more personal rather than saying, oh, well,
like they're rejecting you.
And yeah. Not yeah. The you kind of can feel that way because it's like, oh, if they, you know, you went to such and such church on the corner and somebody's like, I don't think I want to go anymore. You know, all of us could probably be like, well, yeah, I can kind of see why you wouldn't want to, you know, all of us may have those thoughts because we detach ourselves from it, you know, whereas in a house church, it's like, you don't want to come here. Like, you mean like you don't want to be a part of this family anymore or our group, you know, like seems more, can be a little more hurtful feeling if you let yourself get involved in it that way. You know, you have to kind of always realize, I think, that it's God, not you. And if there's a rejection, you know, people are going on different paths and there's fluidity and some folks are meant to be a part of things for a short season and move on. And that's a good thing. So, but it's been good.
So Gavin, I know you don't listen to the, I know you don't listen to the podcast once we record them. And I don't think I do either. Cause it's like, oh, I hate my voice. And, what did we really say that? But, can you think back and remember any favorite episodes or favorite topics we ever talked about or good times we had, you know, at the microphone? What do you remember?
Well, I remember, you know, it's funny because, and we've talked about doing more interviews and I would definitely like to do that, but I remember some of our interviews.
Yeah.
You know, and like I really, and this wasn't, maybe a year ago or so, we interviewed Jonathan Wilson with the Skate Church.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And that one really meant a lot to me just because, one, he's such a special person in my life. He's a guy that's been involved here and discipling young men, starting skate churches. And I just was really grateful for that experience to have that on have that recording, you know, for selfish reasons in part because I wanted him to be able to have that to share with his friends and to have that almost a historical record, if you will, of kind of our relationship, but him sharing about what's happened in that ministry here. That was really special to me and good to talk with him about those
things. That's one that we would have benefited from having a camera and doing going out and shooting some footage, stuff like that.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think that when we had Caleb on as well, it was a similar, you know, I've enjoyed having the guys that are local here that I know, you know, I know personally that God is doing wonderful and great things with.
Caleb Phillips.
Yeah, Caleb Phillips.
From Nicholasville.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, I really enjoyed having those guys because I know their stories and it's, you know, again, we don't ever really get a good pulse on how many folks are listening to this, but man, I just see God, you know, doing those things firsthand, and I loved for those stories to be shared. And I think I struggle with that sometimes, you know, like getting the word out. And I think this having record of them sharing, you know, in a conversational way, what God's doing, and getting them in, because they're not guys that are going to go look to say, oh, I want to go tell everybody about me, because they're so humble. There's nothing in them that wants to go out and try to brag about what they're doing, but to be able to draw things out of those guys and let them share and have it recorded for the sake of sharing with their family and maybe someday a grandchild picking up that's on their computer and listening to it. You know, those things I think to me are really special.
I've enjoyed our, well, they're not really ours, but it's not part of the podcast, but we put them on the podcast. I've enjoyed your conferences that you organize each year.
Yeah.
Those have been really helpful. We've had some good speakers and some good times, and it's good to get a bunch of people from all over the state and various other states. Yeah, we've seen people from Tennessee and Ohio and Indiana, and it's good to get a bunch of people together who are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And some good speakers and just talk things out.
Yeah, the Neil Cole episodes we have on here, I think, still get a lot of traction. I share those from time to time. And, you know, it was really great having him in, and to record those was great to be able to share. He shared a lot of things he shared in other places, but I just thought there was a real special time and very well received, just a good all-around time together. So that was really good. And I think we've got some of the Dales on there as well.
Yep, got the Dales.
We always would have, it was always questionable whether or not our recordings were going to turn out very good at those conferences, it seems like. But yeah. I think we managed to get a few.
We might need to invest in some, better equipment, but I don't know. I remember there was one episode, and we were talking about, don't be that guy. You know, don't be the guy in your assembly. What? How do you handle problem people or problem situations? And
yeah,
and I kept bringing up these scenarios, and I think you didn't know what was coming. And finally, you got real frustrated. I don't know. What are we going to do about that guy? And we were just laughing, and that was one of the highlights I remember.
I think there was one time too, and it's been way back, but we had our wives, or
yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah,
that was, we need to probably republish that one. That we probably should have gotten our wives more involved.
We need to in record every episode.
In fact, we probably should just have them involved always.
Just to turn the microphone over to them and leave the room.
Yeah,
we'll go out to eat and just let them talk.
Yeah,
that's what we'll do. Yeah. So, but it's been a good time, and yeah, let's keep doing it. I was sharing with Gavin before we recorded. Hey, is it time to turn the microphone off? Is it time to stop this podcast? And we both have come around to the conclusion that no, I think we got more to say, and I think God's not done with us yet. So.
Well, you know, and we, again, you never know, but, you know, I just think about, we've got some dear friends up in Vermont who have found, I connected with on from this podcast. You know, there's some folks in other parts of the state that I'm always surprised when they tell me they listen to it. So, you know, if you're out there listening to this and, man, you're encouraged by it, man, I'm grateful for it. But I don't think you're our hearts. We never set out to do this to try to become like the next hottest thing on iTunes. But it is encouraging always whenever people find the podcast and they're able to be encouraged. And even if it's just an episode here or there, and God uses that in some way to encourage them, you know, that's always just, that's a real blessing. And it's amazing, really. It's a crazy world we live in. Media is changing. And,
yeah.
And we've sort of just wading on the waters with this a little bit, figuring it out. And I think, you know, who knows what the future has, but I definitely feel like that there is a need for a discussion happening that folks can find about these things, because as I continue to be affirmed that and said earlier, like, I just think that in 20 years from now, that the when we talk about the church in North America, it's going to it's going to be looking a lot like, in a lot of areas, like what we're, the kind of community and family of faith we're talking about here. So
I tend to agree with you on that, because and that, unfortunately, that's not a good sign, because it seems like the church is being pushed off to the margins more and more as years go by. And not that house church is marginalized, but it may be that we were forced to go underground because we won't be free to say what we want to say. We won't be free to worship the way we want in future. Maybe not in a decade, maybe not in a generation, but I think it's coming. I think it's coming. So,
well, and again, whether it comes in our lifetime or it comes next, you know, or doesn't, you know, I continue to be reaffirmed in my mind and just in my conversations that it's like, you know, what we're advocating for here is not a kind of church. It's the Christian life. To me, it's like, mention Neil Cole. I know in the video he talks about on that leadership video we've talked about here, and it's linked on our website, but he talks about, you know, we look at the Bible through these lenses, but whenever that we read into the Bible hierarchy and the organized church, we read all that into it because we're looking through these lenses. But when we take those lenses off, it's amazing how much of the scripture comes alive, and you see the organic nature of the church, the simple church, if you will. You just see it everywhere. And to me, that's what this podcast is about. It's about just living the Christian life, being faithful to God and living the life that He encourages us to live in His Word. And simple church, house church, organic church, whatever term you choose, is something that is not something that's like this should be this like, oh, there's this different way of doing church. It's just being a Christian, you know, and being a Christian in the most free, simple way possible, where you're walking and talking with the Lord, He's guiding and directing you, you're being a part of His mission. That is a fluid, organic process. It's not a scheduled, always scheduled routine, structured, or, you know, top down or programatized endeavor. And I think that our culture, I think the church in general, is yearning to experience Christ in those ways. It's not all perfect, you know, trying to do that. That has its own set of challenges. But I think that freedom and that liberty to follow Jesus and He be the head of the church is something that is more, as we just see, I just see it more and more is growing in the hearts and minds of Christians in this country, in this area, and they're yearning for that experience with Christ and His church. We're figuring it out together.
Yeah. 5 years, man. 5 years. Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments.